Job, the 26th chapter, verse number 7. Amen. Verse number 7. It just simply says, he stretcheth out the north over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing. You may take your seats. He stretcheth out the north over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing. I just want to talk to you just from that one verse. I want to talk to you for just a little while, or as the Spirit leads. I want to talk to you about God's power. God's power. He stretcheth out the north over the empty place, and he hangeth the earth upon nothing. When you look in this book, the 26th chapter of the book of Job, and I'm quite sure that most of us know the story of Job. There was a man in the first chapter of Job in the land of Uz who was perfect, and he was upright, and he escheweth evil. You know, he had sons, he had daughters, he had great wealth. You know how he lost everything that he had. And so, though battered by troubles and deserted by family, especially his wife and friends, Job never lost faith in the power of God. Job believed that God had the power to deliver him, no matter the situation. Job did not lean on circumstances or favorable situations. He believed God could bring about deliverance out of nothing if he had to. And so when you look at this 26th chapter of the book of Job, Job wanted his friend Bildad to understand a significant fact. He, Job, knew that God was majestic. He knew that God was glorious. He knew that after all that he had gone through, that God was the holy creator of the universe, who sees and rules over all, both in heaven and in earth. And with that in mind, Job began his graphic description of his belief in God's greatness and supreme power. It is likely that Job began to focus on God's power for another reason as well, and that was because only God had the power to heal and restore him. And so in Job's final argument, when you glance at the 26th chapter of the book of Job, when you look at verses 1 through 4, it was Job's final argument that he asked some ironic questions of his friends. And then when you glance at verse 5 through 14, Job spoke of the 15 works of God. First of all, he confines giants beneath the waters and all things thereof. He talked about how God, how he keeps hell naked before him. He talks about how God keeps destruction uncovered. In other words, nothing get by God. And then he talks about how God, he binds up the waters in thick clouds, and how he keeps the clouds from being rent and torn by the many waters. He talked about how he holds back the face of his throne. In verse 9, he talks about how God spreads a cloud upon it. And he even talks about how he sets boundaries around the waters of oceans eternally so that they don't cover the earth. All of the hurricanes that we're reading about and hearing about, we need to understand that God is still in control. We don't have to worry about Hurricane Lori because, there's no hurricane like that. We don't worry about Hurricane Lori because God is still in control. He sets boundaries around the waters of the oceans so that they do not cover the earth. He talks about how God causes the pillars of heaven to be astonished at his reproof. How God divides the sea with all his power. All this is in the 26th chapter of the book of Job. That's why I just read one verse. See, he talks about how he smites through the proud because God hates a proud look. He talks about how he garnishes the heavens by his spirit and how he formed the crooked serpent. And then when I glanced down at verse number 14, I saw something that was very fascinating. In verse 14, he says how little a portion is heard of him. And but the thunder of his power, who can understand? In other words, what Job was basically saying was these are just the beginning of all that he's done. In other words, it's the outskirts of his ways, merely a whisper of his power. And how little a portion is heard of him. You know, questions like these show how little was known of God in the days when men had no complete revelation of him, as we now have in the Bible. It is regrettable that even with such a revelation, many still look on God as a mystery beyond all human comprehension. In fact, what Job was trying to get us to see was the idea is that what God has revealed of himself pales in comparison to the full glorious reality. In fact, you know God is a good God. God is a healer. God is a deliverer. God has opened doors for you. God has made ways. God has been, he's been faithful. He's been just. I could talk about God, but what Job is saying here is that it's just a whisper of his power. What God has already done for us, it don't even compare to the majestic and the glorious reality of who God really is. In other words, Job says to us, I'm trying to get y'all to see God's power here. You see, in other words, what Job says, it's like comparing a gentle whisper with a booming thunder. How many of y'all know there's a difference in a whisper and thunder? In other words, what we know of God's power, and I tell folk all the time, I really don't know that much about God. In fact of the matter, he said his ways are far above our ways. His thoughts are far above our thoughts, as far as the east is from the west. So our God ways above our ways. But notice what he says here. He says that what we know about God's power is but a whisper. In other words, it's a faint sound. It's a low, almost unnoticeable speech compared to the fullness of God's power, which is like thunder. Why don't you do me a favor and just whisper to somebody. Just whisper and say, God is good. God is good. God is good. You're just whispering. Don't say too loud. If I could hear you, you're not whispering. Some of y'all don't know how to whisper. Yeah. If I heard you from way back there, something wrong with the way you whisper. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is what we know in our frail minds about the power of God. Brother Job said it's just a whisper. In other words, it's not thunderous. We don't know really that much because our minds cannot comprehend God's power. I mean, you know, God's got power to do whatever he want to do. He got power to set you free. He got power to loose every shackle. He got power over every illness. He have power over every situation. And so, yes, he says that God has power. Well, the part I want to get to, he stretcheth out the north over the empty place. In other words, what Job was saying briefly was that God has power over creation. He has power over creation. He stretches out the north over the empty place. Job first gives a precedence for his faith in God's power. Job would not be accepted by evolutionists today or by those who think that the earth was part of a star that broke up zillion of years ago. You know, they teach all kind of stuff now. But how many of y'all know in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Job spoke correctly about the empty space without stars in the north. Job believed God could make the creation out of nothing. His statement about the north has been verified by scientists because years ago observers at the Washington Observatory said there was an empty space in the north without a solitary star. We're not even talking about the south and the east and the west. He's just talking about the north. Yet scripture, before the scientists ever found out anything, reported this truth over 3,000 years ago. A great scientist years ago said all human discoveries seem to have been made only to confirm the truth of the Bible. How many of y'all know the Bible is right and somebody's wrong? Can I encourage y'all? You better stick with the word of God. Tell your neighbor, stick with the word of God. I don't care what they're teaching. I don't care how good it sounds to your frail mind. Come on, I don't care how you can apply it and you think it's working. You better stick with the word of God. Heaven and earth shall what? Pass away, but my word is going to stand forever. All attempts to explain creation apart from God, it only dishonors God. God was the creator of the heavens and the earth. David said in Psalms 19, he says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And then in verse 2, he said, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. And so if the heavens number out the glory of God and inscribe the infinite works of the Creator, and if the firmament manifests his handiwork and certifies his existence, if days constantly pour forth teaching, and if nights continue to declare the glory of God, then God's existence is everywhere. It's confirmed. How many of y'all know God is everywhere? God, he's in the heavens, he's in the firmament, he's in the atmosphere. God is everywhere. Well then, Brother Isaiah, while I was meditating late about 1 o'clock this morning, Brother Isaiah said, I need to get a piece of this. And so Isaiah said in the 40th chapter, he said, who has scooped up the ocean in two hands, or measured the sky between his thumb and little finger? Who has put all the earth's dirt in one basket? Who weighed each mountain and hill? Who could ever have told God what to do, or taught him his own business? What expert wouldn't have gone, he had gone to, in order to get advice? What school would he attend to learn justice? What God do you know suppose might have taught him what he knows and showed him how things work? And then Isaiah continued to say, why? The nations are but a drop in the bucket, just a mere smudge. Oh, we're talking about nations. When it comes to God, just a smudge on the window. Watch him sweep up the islands like so much dust off of the floor. There aren't enough trees in Labium, nor enough animals in those vast forests to furnish adequate fuel and offerings for his worship. Isaiah said all the nations add up to simply nothing before him. In other words, it's a minus when it comes to God. So who even comes close to being like God? He said, who come close to being like God? To whom or what can you compare God to God to? Man, he boasts of his own power, and nuclear power has made man look powerful, no matter how destructive it may be. But God's power in creation makes man's power look puny. It's just Job says that the creation, it only displays a minor part, just a friction of God's great power, because he stretched out the north over the empty places. Well, I want to know, are you empty here today? Are you empty? Listen, if you empty, God stretches out. Hallelujah. He stretches out the north over the empty places. How many of y'all know God? He can fill you up. And then Job said, I ain't gonna preach long here today, but then Job said, not only does he have power over creation, but then I like the second part, because he said he hangeth the earth upon nothing. In other words, what Job was saying is that God has power over circumstances. He said, check it out. Look at God's power in your circumstances. He hangeth the earth upon nothing. God is more powerful than your circumstances. And I want somebody to know that. I don't care what you're going through, and I'm not trying to belittle what you are going through, but what I do want you to know, that God is more powerful than your circumstances. I want you to get it in your spirit, and get it in your spirit. I want you to get it down on the inside. Regardless to what you're going through, God is more powerful than your circumstances. Your circumstances blessings, they do not limit God. He did not have anything to hang the earth on, so he hung it out on nothing. We would today, you know, we would speak of the laws of gravity, but guess what? Scripture has it right. He hung it out on nothing, and guess what? It's still hanging. You ought to look at your name and say, it's still hanging. He hung it out there on nothing. It's still hanging. Why you think you still here? Why you think you still hanging? Why you think you ain't lost your mind after everything that you've been through, when the doctor have already given up on you? Why do you think you're still hanging? Because you was down to nothing, and God, he hung the earth upon nothing. And so your situation and whatever you're going through is just a drop in the bucket when it comes to God. Yet we often think that God needs favorable circumstances to accomplish his purpose. If we need financial help, we look around for somebody to loan us some money before we will believe that God can provide help without anybody loaning us anything. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. Somebody, you need a financial blessing. You ought to think about the power of God. You mean when it was tax time and they didn't have no money to pay their taxes, they didn't fret. They was with Jesus, and he had the power to work a miracle out of nothing. And notice what he did. He said, I want you to go do what you are accustomed to doing every day. I'm talking to you folks that think you got to change. You got to get into a new career. You got to get into a new city. You got to get. The devil is a liar. God can work a miracle right with the money that you have now. God can work a miracle in the neighborhood that you're in. He can work a miracle in the same house that you're living in. I got scripture to back it up. He said, I want you to go to the seashore and do whatever you've been accustomed to doing. And the Bible says they went down there and they went fishing and they caught a fish. And guess what? When they opened up that fish's mouth, there was enough money to pay their taxes. All you need is a word from the Lord. Tell your neighbor, all you need is a word from the Lord. We look for finances and we get in more debt trying to get out of debt. What sense does that make? Getting in more debt to get out of debt. The earth is the Lord's. I don't know who I'm talking to here today, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwelleth therein. He's the one that founded it upon the seas, and he established it upon the floods. If we need a job, we don't even pray for a job no more unless we know some people who can pull some strings and get us a job somewhere. But God, who hung the earth on nothing, he's able to get you a job without nobody pulling no strings for you. He's able to get you that job without you lying on that application. You know you don't type 90 words a minute. You only type 10 words a minute. But I dare you to put in that application, and I dare you to trust God. Now it's up to them how they read your 10 words, because God has a way of confusing the mind of men everywhere. And so if you're looking for a job, tell the truth. Go fill the application out. You might not even qualify. A whole lot of y'all got jobs that you ain't supposed to be in. You ain't got to talk back here to me. You're not even qualified with the new technology, but yet they still keeping you there. It ain't nobody but God. They could have replaced you yesterday, but because of God's power and because he hangeth the earth out on nothing, God will take care of his children. Hallelujah. It's the same thing when it comes down to our sicknesses. Come on here, somebody. When it comes down to our illnesses, we don't really trust God. There's a story that there was a lady who was told by her doctor that her sickness was in God's hand. And so this lady, Ella Mason, she replied, "Has it come to that?" My God, when the doctor tell you in God's hand, we think negative. We think that it's all over. But the doctor replied and said, "What you don't understand, your sickness and all sickness are always in God's hand. Because why? He's a healer." You ought to tell your neighbor, your sickness is in God's hand. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we already healed. And so God is all powerful. He don't need favorable situations or circumstances in order to bless you. I want you to know that when you pray, "Lord, make a way out of no way." Is there anybody ever prayed, "God, I need you"? Listen, somebody, you come to church here today, and if you grab hold on to this, you're going to see a difference in your life. When you pray, "God, I need you to make a way out of no way," that's like hanging the earth on nothing. God, I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to do it, but God, I need you. Anybody, don't play with me. I'm almost finished, but is there anybody up in here? You need God to make a way. My God, I'm not talking about something that you could have done. I'm not talking about you spent your money on something that you did not need. But I'm talking about your back is against the wall and you need God to make a way. I'm talking about out of nowhere. You need God to hang something. Hey, out of nothing. Well, I stop back here to tell you that God is able to make a way. He's able to make a way out of no way. He don't need no situation in order to help him. He's able to heal you without medicine. He's able, my God, he's able to bless you financially without a bank. He's able to soothe all your doubts, and he's able to calm every one of your fears. God is able. He don't need no situation in order to help him. And then Paul says in Ephesians, the third chapter in verse number 20, "Now unto him," my God, "who is able." How many of y'all know that God is able? "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding." In other words, what Paul was saying, he's able to do beyond your request. He's able to do exceeding and abundantly. When you look at that word abundant, it means to overflow. And I stop back here to let somebody know that when you really begin to realize the real power of God, he'll cause overflow in your life. Overflow means more than enough. He'll move move, from not having enough to having more than enough. He says he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all. In other words, he's able to go over all of your expectations. He's able to do more than what you think or more than what you ask, and it's according to the power that worketh within you. Can I tell you some about his power? The power of the Spirit, it comes to strengthen you, and the power of Christ, it comes to indwell you. The power of love, it comes to work in you. And I need to let y'all know something. We never ask God for more than what his power can deliver. In fact, we have not asked according to his power, probably because we have never pondered the real greatness of the power of God in comparison to what we need. What you need, it don't match up to the power of God. Shame on us. Look at your name and say, shame on us. The size of his power and our prayer requests, it don't match up. We asking God to do the simple things. We're asking God to do the small things. But I serve a God that's able. He's able. He's able to do anything, anything but fail. There are no limitations on getting things from God according to his promise. Whatever he promised, I said whatever he promised, tell your neighbor, God's going to do it. I don't care what the devil say, God's going to do it. If he say he's going to heal you, I don't care how sick you get, God's going to do it. If he says he's going to supply your needs, I don't care how broke you get, somebody ought to say God is getting ready to do it. God is getting ready to move in your behalf. God's getting ready to turn it around. We know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And I want to know, do you love him? I said, do you love him? I said, do you love him? Well, guess what? It's going to work together. God is going to turn it around. God is going to answer your prayer. God is going to touch your life. Why is he going to do it? What's the purpose of God blessing me? What's the purpose of God answering my prayer? Well, guess what? When you read further, it says the purpose of God blessing you, the purpose of Jesus healing you, is simply so that God gets all the glory, so that God gets all the honor, so that God gets all the praise. He said, when God bless you, when God open up a door, when man. He performed a miracle. He said, I want to know. I want to know. Will you glorify him? I want to know. Will you praise him? I want to know. Will you tell him thank you? I want to know. If you clap your hands, I want to know. If you jump for joy, I want to know. Do you appreciate him? God has been good to us. God has spared us. God has healed us. You ought to give him glory. Stop asking God for more. Start thanking him what he's already done. Ah! Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my health and strength. Thank you. You've been a way maker. Thank you. I wish I had some folk up in here. Thank you. You've been a provider. You've been my doctor in the hospital. You've been my lawyer in the courtroom. You've been my friend that stick closer than a brother. Hey, hey. Yeah. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Yeah, yes. You've been my bridge over troubled waters. You've been my comforter. You've dried tears from my eyes. Yes. Thank God for your power. Thank you 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 for your power. Hey. There's no other power. There's no other power like heavenly power. It can't do what no other power can do. Hey. I know your power. Hey. I'm gonna release my faith. Tell your neighbor, I'm gonna release my faith, and I'm gonna believe God. I believe God. I believe God. It's not who I know. I believe God. It's not how much money I got. I believe God. Ah, yes. Hey. Do I have any believers? Do I have any believers? Wave your hand in the air and say, I believe God. Oh! Yeah! I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I'm empty, but I believe God. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. He stretcheth out the north over the empty place, and he hangeth the earth on nothing. What you worrying about? What you crying about? What you stressing over? Come on here, somebody. He stretches. Over the empty place. Is your faith in the power of God? Or is it in favorable circumstances? Circumstances unlike God. They are very poor in which to put your faith. But I trust in God wherever I may be. On the mountaintop, out on the raging sea, though billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me. Hey, He watches over me. Hey. Everybody standing. He's the incomparable God. He knows all about you. He knows your uprising. He knows your downsetting. He knows how frail we are. God even knows when we really try to trust Him, but our flesh get the best of us. He don't penalize us. He don't look down on us. He just said, I just wish you would trust my power. I really wish you would just trust me. I really wish. Oh, glory be to God. I really wish you'd trust me. I got some things that your eyes have not seen, nor have your ears heard. Neither have it appeared into the hearts of men what good things God have in though for those that love Him and that trust in Him and that depend upon Him. Every eye closed. He's the only one that can scoop up the oceans in two hands and measure the sky between His thumb and His little finger, the whole sky. And you are His child. Hey. What you worrying about? What you worrying about? Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. What you worrying about? He weighs every mountain. He weighs every hill. He knows the number of hair that's on your head. What you worrying about? He said, trust me. Trust me. And He said, when you asked, don't ask according to your circumstances. Don't ask according to your situation, but ask according to His power. Y'all don't miss it. Asked according. So in other words, not only can He heal me, He can heal the person sitting next to me. Not only can He bless me, He can bless the person in the same room I'm in. Yeah! That's according to His power. They don't even have to be in the room. Y'all missed it. They don't even have to be in the room. And God can still bless. He can still deliver. He can still heal. He can still set free. Every eye closed, every head bowed. God, I shared with your people what you placed on my heart to share. You declared your word will not go forth void, but it will accomplish whatever you set out for it to accomplish. You are a powerful God, and our trust is in you. We don't boast in our own power. We don't go in our own strength, God, but we go in the strength of the Lord. Yeah, we ask according to your great power. You know every need. Meet every need in the name of Jesus. Only you can do it, God. According to your power. Your spirit come to strengthen us. Strengthen your people. Strengthen your people. Strengthen us, oh God. Build us up where we're torn down. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, strengthen us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your spirit come to strengthen us. The power of Christ come to indwell in us. The power of love works in us. Let love abide, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you.